Hello everyone, this is Sammy. 我们现在来做第十课的作文。首先我们把前面一课的作文题目参考答案给大家公布一下。An eventful flight. Eventful 它的意思就是说发生了很多事情。An unusual flight. 那就是非同寻常的一次飞行。A weekend flight. 周末飞行。好，下面我们来看第十课的摘要写作。大家可以仍然按照前面的方法，采用合并句子的方法来做这个练习。练习的过程我已经都写在上面，大家可以参照文字自己做一遍。下面呢，我把摘要的这个答案给大家说一遍，但是文字的答案下一次我们公布。 My grandfather bought a clavichord many years ago. It was made in Germany in 1681. Recently,It was damaged by a visitor who tried to play jazz on it. She broke two of the strings. It is being repaired by a friend of my father's. 下面我们看一下第三个内容，本课需要掌握的重点。我和大家一起来做一下简化句子的练习。我把每句话的英文说一遍。第一句，他们有一个特别宽敞的漂亮客厅。They have an extremely spacious and beautiful sitting room. 第二句，为了这个客厅的天花板，他是花了很多钱的。He spent a lot of money on the ceiling of the sitting room. 第三句，他还买了市面上最昂贵的大理石铺在客厅里。He bought the most expensive marble he could find in the market for his sitting room.第四句，他跟妻子商量了两个星期以后，才决定把面积第二大的一个房间当作书房。After a lengthy discussion with his wife for 2 weeks, he decided to use the second largest room for his study. 第五句，最近他刚住了两个月的新房子被彻底毁了。Recently, the new apartment in which he had lived for only 2 months was completely destroyed. 第六句，一位客人按客厅灯开关太猛，开关着了火，结果房子被一把火给烧没了。A guest struck too hard on the light switch in the sitting room. The switch caught fire. As a result, the apartment was burnt down.第七句 He was shocked for this. 第八句，他的一位朋友正在准备为他的房子打官司呢。One of his friends was preparing a lawsuit for his house. 也可以说 for his apartment. 好，大家可以按照要求做好这个简化句子的练习。作文的答案我们可以参考下一期。 OK, see you next time.